Thank you, Mr. Coordinator. I have the honor to speak on behalf of the EU. The following countries align with this statement: North Macedonia, Albania, Georgia, and Norway. Let me start by congratulating you on the assumption of your role as coordinator of this subsidiary body. You can count on the EU's full support for your endeavors. The EU is convinced that in our urgent work on the prevention of nuclear war, a central element is the long overdue fissile material cutoff treaty. Addressing the production of fissile material for nuclear weapons or other nuclear explosive devices is pivotal in preventing the expansion of nuclear arsenals and, consequently, new arms races. By prohibiting the production of the fissile material required for nuclear weapons, we remove a fundamental driver of an arms race, thereby contributing to a more stable and predictable international security environment. The EU is committed to achieve a non-discriminatory and effectively verifiable treaty banning the production of fissile material for nuclear weapons and other nuclear explosive devices. We continue to believe that an FMCT would represent a concrete step towards fulfilling obligations under Article 6 of the NPT and would make a significant practical contribution to preventing the proliferation of nuclear weapons. As such, the FMCT would also complement the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty. Furthermore, the FMCT would also enhance global security through increased transparency and confidence among states. Such transparency is essential for building trust and fostering cooperative security measures. The moratoria by 4 of the 5 nuclear weapon states on the production of fissile material for military purposes should assert the prospect of a fissile material cutoff treaty as a logical step towards nuclear disarmament as per Article 6 of the Non-Proliferation Treaty. We reiterate our call on China and all other states concerned to declare and uphold such a moratorium in order to contribute to our collective efforts towards nuclear disarmament. Moreover, it is essential to recognize that we do not need to start from scratch. Instead, we can extend the work already done with respective subsidiary bodies and working groups, building on past achievements, including the reports from 2015 Group of Governmental Experts and 2018 High-Level Expert Preparatory Group, and on other initiatives to advance our discussions and negotiations on the FMCT. To underscore our commitment to this issue and to preventing nuclear war, we submitted the working paper on the FMCT to the NPT Second Preparatory Committee, aiming at advancing the objective of stopping fissile material production for nuclear weapons or other nuclear explosive devices in this NPT review cycle, and taking into account draft treaties referenced therein. However, despite urgent calls and advocacy, including through the adoption of UNGA Resolution 78/28, supported by 155 states, including all EU member states, the Conference on Disarmament has not yet commenced negotiations of such a treaty. We reiterate our support to immediately commence and early conclude the negotiations in the Conference on Disarmament of a treaty banning the production of fissile material for use in nuclear weapons or other explosive devices in accordance with document CD/1299 and the mandate contained therein. The FMCT complements other disarmament measures such as the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty and Strategic Arms Reduction Agreements. Let us build on the CD's long history and achievements to advance this crucial treaty and ensure a more secure world for all. I thank you, Mr. Coordinator.